You're listening to Action Magazine, the podcast, the weekly download on what's shaping in the future of film, festivals, and the creative voices behind entertainment. I'm your host, Victoria, filmmaker, documentarist, and editor-in-chief of Action Magazine. From solo insights to on-the-ground festival coverage and stories from across the creative world, this podcast keeps you in action. Welcome to episode 11 of Action Magazine, the podcast. In today's episode, we're going to have a conversation with Portuguese director Maureen Fazendeiro about her new documentary, The Seasons, that premiered at TIFF this year. Let's get into it.
Thank you so much for joining this meeting. I'm very excited to ask you a few questions and write a feature about your work. Congratulations, the documentary is amazing. I lived in Portugal for 2 months before I moved to Spain, and it's a beautiful country. The wines, the wineries, the landscape, it's hard not to fall in love with that place. It's amazing. So congratulations on that. And let's start. Can you give us a brief introduction about yourself, just your journey in film, so we can get to know you?
Well, I made my first short film 10 years ago. It's called Matuma Eva, 2014. It's shot in Super 8, and it's a portrait of a woman and of her memory of her whole life. So I think my kids are joining.
That's so cute.
And in fact, this first film has a lot of things to do with the season, because it was also about time and mixing time. And I made some short film. I made a feature film called The Tsugwa Diaries. Mm-hmm. During the pandemic, so in between the writing and the shooting of The Seasons. And I also work as a screenwriter and casting director with Miguel Gomez. So together we wrote Grand Tour, and I also did the casting, and Savagery, which is the next film he's going to shoot in Brazil. And I just came back from Brazil from scouting and casting.
That's wonderful. And just give us a brief introduction about the film, what it's all about for those that are not familiar, and also what inspired you to make it.
Well, it was right after my first short film. I read an article about Jorge and Vera Leisner, who were a couple of archaeologists. And the newspaper was telling that their archive was open to the public, and that the title of the newspaper was In the Dolmen of Alentejo, German Was Once Spoken. And there was this idea of some stone that were many, many, many years ago, like 5,000 years ago before Christ, but also there, those couple that were in Portugal during World War II. So there was kind of a layer of time that were all together, stranger in Portugal working. And so I started to look at their archives and to study them. And from that, I went on the footstep to the region and started to discover landscapes that I had no relation with these landscapes. So it's the first time I went, was after Eisner work, and I want to make a film about all the layers of story that the landscape have. And so from the Leisner, I opened the film and started to hear poets, shepherds, beekeepers, hunters, like many people telling me story about this landscape, and archaeologists. They were very important to me because, you know, they took me to places that to me just looked like nothing.
Yeah.
You know? And this is amazing. It's a very important place for history. And I would look at the landscape, and it was beautiful, but just filled with small stones, you know, not even ruin of something. And then with all the story they started to tell me, I started to look with a different approach to this landscape, understand the landscape in another way. So that's what I wanted to do in the film also. It was, there's this way of looking to the landscape, and the landscape is beautiful, but it's not so, the landscape itself is not telling the story.
Exactly.
It's the, and also the layers of all the sound that you have that composed the richness of it.
Yes. And is there a reason why you picked the Alentejo region?
Yeah, no, I had no relation with that region. So it's only because the Leisner worked there, and because, of course, they worked there because it was the most important concentration of dolmen in all the peninsula, so Portugal plus Spain.
Yeah.
Which means it's a very deserted place now. There's a very few little living there, but it means that 7,000 years ago, it was a very, very important center for the people who lived in the peninsula. Like, they would all meet in that place. It was really a big center of celebrations, of they had, there's a small stone hedge there, and so, and it's the place where there has the bigger number of funerary monuments, so it's where most of the people were living. And so it was the contradiction that I thought it was interesting, you know, how a place that was so important now is so deserted.
Yeah, that's true. That's very interesting. And you just mentioned that the film has layers, you know, songs and all of that. How do you connect all of that together? How did you make it all sync and connect?
Well, it's all happening in the same place. So in the beginning, I had this idea that it was all connected because it was all in the same place. But then it's when I arrived at the editing, I understood that I had to look more precisely to the links between all those things, because it's has shot a lot of different things, no, and a lot of different stories. But I think it's also this this accumulation of, and I wanted to have all this way of talking about this place, like this, the scientific way, the poetic way, the sung way, the memory. Nobody who have inhabited this land, like, and it's because there is this accumulation, and also the kids that reinvented the new story, like, this accumulation would start to compose a polyphonic story of this landscape. And so the editing was much about finding links, cycles, links between all the things I had shot.
Yeah.
I mean, it was already very present in, it was not only in the editing, it was very present in the writing from the beginning.
Oh, okay, interesting. That was another question I had, because documentaries, I'm also a documentary, I work on film and all of that, so I know the challenges of making a documentary. And I think the beauty of documentaries is the fact that even if you plan out, stuff happens, surprises happens, you encounter people, the story changes. So that's the beauty of it. For you, how was that? Like, from the concept to shoot, what surprises did you encounter? What challenges? What changed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was saying the film was very written, but not what was written is not the film that you see. No, it's the result is absolutely not what was written. But it was very written, and I would follow for a season. Each season had a very specific shooting. Like one shooting for the landscape of the Leisner, one shooting for the shepherd working, one shooting for the tails.
Mm-hmm.
And each shooting had a season. And then, like you said, the reality of things happen. And first of all, the season were all mixed, and I was shooting in January, and it was looking like spring, and I was shooting sometimes in November, and it was looking like summer. And so this first idea of the season, and that the film would be built in the writing, it was built on the continuity of the season. it was not present. It was not present in what was happening because the nature was not so obviously following the seasons. So I had to accept it, you know. What can you do after nothing? So I just had to accept it. And then it helped me also to accept that not to close so much, it's shooting in a very specific, so if I was not able to shoot something in one season, it's okay, I can shoot it in another season because now I'm not so separating the things. So like I wanted to shoot the man who has this library in a car and goes to visit the poet, you know? And it was not shot in the season where it was supposed to be shot, but we just shoot what we want to shoot. And so in each shooting, I had some time to also readapt the script and to decide what to shoot based on what I've shot. So it was, this was very important to have. I had like almost 2 years of shooting, but most of the time I was not shooting. I was just thinking about how to change. And so, for example, the fiction, it was not... I had an idea of a base, but then what I wanted to do was to find somebody telling a legend and then stage it. And so in the last January shooting, I found those people who told me about Shah, who was this man that didn't want to respect the what that was against the regime. And that was arrested and beaten to death and hanged. And that story was very surprising because it's not very like the other legend. They are the same in all over the places.
Yeah.
And that one, no, it was very specific. And they say it was it happened 2,000 years ago, but to me it was very connected with the dictatorship and the fear in the last story of being caught by the police.
Yeah.
So I thought the story was not 2,000 years ago, but really...
Yeah, very relevant, yeah.
More recent, present, not past. So for example, the original idea was to have only one legend in the film. The Mora Encantada, so the girl singing at the shepherds. And so in one shooting I recorded the man talking about the story, and then for a month and a half I wrote and then shot this. But in the meantime I also had the Shahu story, and so I decided but I have to shoot both.
So
I opened the film to both stories, and yes, this the writing and the shooting was always
back and forth. It's how it is with documentaries. You have to always go back to the writing, planning a little bit again, and then going to shoot. It's always like that. It's always surprising, which is why I love it so much. And about post-production, how did you put all those pieces together in post?
Well, so the editing, I didn't start edit so much while I was shooting, and it's only when I started when I finished the shooting. And in fact, in the first day of the editing, we decided not to edit as it was written, like four seasons, but just to forget about the season and try to links between what I've shot and cycles. So we had maybe 3-4 months of editing with a moment where I was thinking this is never going to make a film because it was very, it was a very thin line between having a connection and losing connection. We were always trying to stay in that line of the connection, but well, it's part of the work, no? So we had 4 months of editing. Well, when it's not working, you try anew and you go on until you find something.
That's true. And what do you hope people will take away from the story, from the art of it all?
Well, I don't know. I think each one can take what he's most interested in, or what he's doesn't know he's interested in, and some discover. I mean, for example, I talk about me because I think each viewer is different. But I learned a lot about archaeology, and I think I enjoy it very much, even looking at them working and understanding the way they are also great storytellers.
Yeah,
about humanity. Something that I'd like people to think about looking at the film is like make a step aside and think about us in a very big scale of human history now.
Yeah,
because we always think about us and our past in a very small with recent past, and it's very, I mean, it's obvious. It's because the recent past is what is more present in our present, no? And still living. The recent past is still living in our present. But in fact, sometimes if we can also, you know, think about how humanity since the dawn of time has this cycles of wars and of migrations, of you start to look also at the present with another eye.
Yeah, definitely, exactly.
So maybe that.
And is it something that you think about, the difference of interpretation between someone in Portugal watching this and someone internationally watching this documentary? Do you think they will have a different perception? And is it something that goes through your mind while you're making a film? What are people going to understand about this? This is about Portuguese culture. What is an American or a Canadian going to pick up about this? Is this something you consider as a director, or no, you just do what you think is what you want to do?
Well, no, of course I do think about it. And of course, for a Portuguese, it's very obvious the context when it's about the revolution, when it's about the occupation of the land after the revolution. Everybody in Portugal knows very well that part of history. But I think that the film should not never be too didactic or too, you know, explain in a very... it's not a manual for school, no?
Yeah.
So the context, so I'm always, I do care about having the thing in the film so that you understand. Even if you don't know the detail of the history, you understand there's a dictatorship, there is a revolution. People used to work more than 8 hours a day, and then they start to have a better life. And then you understand the big... ideas, and this is important. So those ideas are in the film, and if you want to understand more, then you can, after you open Google or whatever and you read. And I prefer, even when I am looking at the movie, I prefer after that going to search to understand better than having the movie, you know, explaining me everything. Because, well, when you look at the painting and it's a painting about whatever battle in 1784 in Germany, or you don't have a text, you know, telling you in the painting, explaining you what are the enemy of who and why they are fighting. No, you're looking at the painting.
Exactly.
And after you want to understand better, you read about what's the painting about.
Exactly. Yeah. And how do you feel having your documentary at TIFF? How do you feel about seeing it and the premiere? How are you feeling about all of this?
Well, I'm very happy. I already have been to Wavelengths with a short film in 2019, Black Sun, and I enjoyed very much. The screening was beautiful, and it was very packed, so I like very much. And I like very much also the curation of Wavelengths, so it's a great honor to be in this program. So I'm excited.
That's amazing. And the one of the last questions I have for you, the magazine that we have gives voice to emerging filmmakers, emerging creatives out there. What advice would you give to young filmmakers that are starting out, that want to work in documentaries, maybe are scared or are unsure of where to start? What advice would you give them?
Well, the more important is to start.
Yes.
To start and to practice. I think it's only doing that we understand what we are doing. And so it's the most important. It's to get rid of the fear and start to work and work a lot.
Exactly. It's not easy. E eu desejo muito sucesso para você e espero ver mais projetos seus nos festivais no futuro.
Sim, vai ver. Obrigada, Vitória.
Obrigada. Bom dia para você.
Thanks for listening to Action Magazine, the podcast. Keep creating, keep dreaming, and stay in action. Catch you next week.